This podcast is brought to you by Sarens. Nothing too heavy, nothing too high. Thursday, August 27, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jonathan Faree. Making headlines today. State-owned power utility Eskom, which posted a record 9.7 billion rand loss in its 2009 financial year end to March, spent 7 billion rand more on coal than in the previous year. Eskom chairperson Bobby Godsoe commented that the South African coal industry sold Eskom a lot of coal last year at very high prices. Eskom CEO Jacob Maroga said that Eskom had paid more, mainly as a result of its use of short-term contracts. Eskom paid 25.4 billion rand for coal in 2009, compared with 18.3 billion rand in 2008. It brought 133 million tons, 13 million tons more than the 120 million tons of 2008, and burnt 121 million tons, a level likely to be repeated this year. Australia's Oz Minerals posted a loss of 580.7 million Australian dollars in the 6 months ended June 30th. After it incurred a loss of sale of assets, lower revenue and higher costs associated with its refinancing plan. The company, which owns the Prominent Hill mine, reported that it incurred a loss of 553.9 million Australian dollars on the sale of assets, most of which China-based Min Metals acquired. Oz Minerals sold its interest in the Century, Golden Grove, Rosebery and Sepon mines, the Avery assets and certain other exploration assets to Min Metals for 1.39 billion Australian dollars, enabling to repay its bank loans. Separately, it sold the Mortable Gold Silver project in Indonesia to China's Cytec for 211 million Australian dollars. By the end of June, the mining company had a cash balance of just over 1 billion Australian dollars. Also making headlines, the National Union of Mine Workers warns that the Impala Platinum Rustenburg wage strike could spread to other Impala mines. Impala Platinum's profit falls by 66% to 6 billion rand. Harmony Gold buys two more exploration projects in Papua New Guinea. And a local contractor fires 3,900 workers after illegal strike at Aquarius Platinum. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.